Beautiful. Thank you, Chris. So glad. Yeah, that I could get that little hug. So let's get right to the heart of it, shall we? The good of God is eternal. We live in an abundant universe. And this is the principle that we come back to over and over and over and over and over again. We visit it from all of the places of our life, all of the experiences of our life, all of the activities of our life. We come back to it over and over and over again, do we not? The good of God is eternal, and we live in an abundant universe. So, how's that working out for everyone? All of it, right? All of that. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes I know it's so close that it's just who and what I am. Sometimes I'm searching to remember that. And that's the way life goes, isn't it? We come back to it. So from where we are today, I invite us to look again at our concept, our idea of this abundant life that is God. How is it showing up in me and through me and as me? How is it revealing itself to me? I've rephrased that idea of being a victim and life happening to me, and I'll share it with you. I've rephrased that life is revealing itself to me. That's what's happening. Life is revealing itself to me, and my eyes that I am seeing it with determine how that's showing up. So today, this month, we're investigating, we're exploring how we're doing with the idea of an abundant universe. The infinite, we call it, don't we? I call it the infinite. So how am I doing with recognizing that the infinite life that is God is my life too? How am I doing with recognizing that the infinite potential of the divine is expressing in me and through me and as me? Abundance is. It simply is. It always has been. It always will be. The process, if there is one, is in becoming conscious and more conscious of this eternal truth. So wherever we are with our experience of abundance, because of the way and the nature of life, there's going to be more. So undoubtedly, as we revisit the truth, it will have a greater meaning for us. It will show up in a different way. We might even notice that we change our mind 3 times just in this little bit of time together. And it's not so much that we change our mind as it is that maybe we peer at this idea, this concept, this truth from another perspective. We might visit it. We might say, oh, I hadn't considered you, beautiful, abundant life that is God, from that vantage point. So I know I probably don't need to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Abundance isn't about having more. You guys okay with that? More already is. It's about opening to it. It's about opening ourselves to the infinite potential that already exists. I offer an affirmation that I use. I invite the radiant light that is Christ to shine forth brightly through every aspect of my life. The radiant light that is love to shine forth brightly through every aspect of my life. Every nook, every cranny. We've learned over the years that thoughts are things. If that's a new idea for you, I invite you to just be with it. That thoughts create our experience. That thoughts of lack manifest as lack, limitation. Thoughts of abundance manifest as success, happiness, joy, creativity. And those 2 ideas, failure and success, lack and limitation, and success and happiness, they're but 2 ends of the same thing going on. So when we find ourselves in that experience of lack and limitation and despair and desolation and loneliness, which is, I think, what happens, if we can find in ourselves a little nook or a cranny or a glimmer or read something or remind ourselves of in some small way that this too is part of that, we can start inching our way little by little using the things that we know to remind ourselves that this is an abundant life, that we're not stuck. So, to help us with this examination, I have a question that we can answer. Where does abundance live in me? Where does abundance live in you? Lives in your heart? Where else? It's a real question. Your mind? Your mind? Anywhere else?
Your whole life.
So maybe approach it, in all of that, in what area of your life are you experiencing abundance? Maybe it's money. Got some abundance in finances. Maybe it's in friendship. Maybe it's in love. Maybe it's in creativity. Maybe it's in joy. Where are you experiencing abundance in your life right now? My health? Mm-hmm. Where else?
Friendship.
Where else? Think, dig, find it. Where is it? If we want to experience it, we have to be willing to find it. Be specific. Where is abundance living in your life now? It's kind of challenging, isn't it? And so we find ourselves in that place of examining what's my relationship with the divine, what's my experience of abundance. And as we have a greater understanding of the way life works, as we have a greater capacity to experience life-affirming thoughts, to experience the presence of abundance in our life, our lives expand, do they not? Ernest Holmes wrote it this way: the divine cannot lack for anything. True. And we can expand on that. In prayer, in our spiritual practices, we enter into our connection with the divine. We remind ourselves that spirit, God, love, whatever you like to call it, indwells our life. That this divine presence is sufficient for all of our needs. All of our needs. This divine presence is sufficient for all of our needs. I thought it was curious as I was on the computer a couple days ago working on this. And I said, what's Siri going to tell me? What's Google going to tell me about abundance? And one of the very top Google searches for abundance was, how do you get abundance? And I just kind of laughed because it really isn't something that we can get, is it? Do we get it? I don't know. I think we experience it. How do I express the abundance of the universe? How do I express or experience the limitlessness of the divine? How do I limit the limitless? How do I do that? How do I limit the limitless? Right! Why would I want to, the wise man says. A Maybe I'm the only one in the room that's ever done that, though. So it's not about making ourselves wrong when we recognize that maybe possibly in that moment I've limited the limitless. Instead, it's about recognizing, oh, there's an opportunity here to remember that the limitless is moving in me and through me and as me. That it's revealing itself to me to the degree that I can experience it, to the degree that I can recognize it, to the degree that I can touch it and be touched by it. We're reminded over and over and over again, know your own mind, know your mind. Yes? It's good, it's powerful. Maybe it's time to also add, know your heart. Know your heart. I feel like this is where the potency, the power, the magnificence of abundance lives. It lives in my heart. That's where I experience it. That's where I express it. That's where I come to know it. That's where I come to recognize the little niggle that says maybe I am limiting it in some way. Maybe I am looking out there across the street at my neighbor that has something that I want, and how come the abundant life is showing up for them and not for me? So what I know about life, what I know about God, what I know about the abundance of life is that it's for everyone, it's not just for some. God is expressing its magnificence, its power, its potency in me and through me and as me and in and through and as all life, not just some life, but all life. And as I celebrate my neighbor's good, as I celebrate my neighbor's success, as I celebrate that which is going on, showing me the abundant life where I have not yet seen it for myself, can I say thank you? Can I allow myself to be moved by that awareness? Love is the great transformer, is it not? We must train ourselves. We must train ourselves to think about what we wish to think about. We must train ourselves to be standing at the portal of our own mind and allowing thoughts to settle in and turning them away. When I feel a feeling of lack and separation coming on, I want to have the muscle that I can flex, that I can say, why would I want to do that? And turn away. And turn away. And say, yes, maybe that was me in the past. Who was I having this conversation with earlier today? Maybe that was me in the past, but it's not me today. I have a new way of being. I have a new way of approaching life. I have a understanding within me that allows me to transform that potential thought of lack and limitation. So my question to you is, are you willing to train yourself consciously to think of yourself, conceive of yourself as a pure and perfect portal through which spirit, the infinite and limitless good, is expressing itself? Yes. And those of us that are on the fence about it, that's okay too. It's such a good question though, isn't it? You know, I'm sure people saw the topic of abundance for the month and thought, we're just gonna talk about money. But you know, abundance, that's not where I'm going. Abundance is the limitlessness of life. Abundance is the infinite. And all of the things that I know to be true of God showing up in my life in abundant ways. So what do we know to be true of the divine? We know that it is indeed love. We know that it is indeed joy and deep abiding peace and creativity. And what else?
Fun.
Yeah, joy. And what else?
Compassion.
And what else?
Peace.
And peace. And what else?
Creativity.
All these things God is, I am. All these things God is expressing itself in me and through me and as me by means of me, revealing itself to me. All of these things. And so to the degree that we can know it, to the degree that we can experience it, to the degree that we can recognize it, is the degree that it shows up for us, yes? So, abundance in the creative aspect of our life. Allowing spirit to be creative, innocent through us and as us. Do you find ways to express your creativity? This is not my day to tell you guys about how to do your life. This is my day to inquire, to have us inquire with questions that will allow us to know abundance in a greater way, that will allow us to know the infinite potential and possibility in a greater way. Seasoned veterans that we are, in a good way. So in what way is God's love having a free passage in you and through you and as you? Or ask it this way, is there a place in my life where I could express more love? Is there a person in my life who I have been kind of at odds with where I could express the magnificence of God's love in a greater way? Is there a person who I have been passing judgment on who I have forgotten is also the divine made manifest? Is there a place in my life where I have been not giving into that desire to express creativity because I've thought maybe I'm not good enough, because I've thought I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too this, I'm too that? Is there a place in your life where you have allowed yourself to hold back from expressing your creativity? Then you have a place to practice abundance. Is there a place in your life where you're holding a grudge against someone? Probably no one in here. There's another place. Is there a place in your life where you feel like you're just stuck? The limitless, infinite potential, the divine creator, the source, is never stuck. It is not stuck. Is it? No, it isn't. So, all the power of the universe is back of your word. All the power of the universe, all the infinite potential of the universe is back of your idea. All the power, all the creativity, all of the infinite potential of the universe is back of your love. It's back of your relationships, it's back of your work, it's back of the ways that you give and you receive. How are you at accepting the gifts of the universe? God is all there is. He, she, it is substance and supply. Yes? We, our little job in life is to learn to accept it, to recognize it, to accept it. God's pleasure, how does it go? God's good pleasure is to give us the kingdom. Yes? God's good pleasure is to give us the kingdom. Whose responsibility is it to accept it? Yeah, it's ours. Oh, it's always ours, right? Well, there's the kingdom. It's laid out before us. There's the kingdom. It's pouring through us. There's the kingdom. It's expressing all around us. Ah, and it is our good pleasure to say yes to it, to say yes to the gifts. So how am I at accepting the gifts from Spirit? Ask yourself, how am I doing at accepting the gifts from Spirit, from the universe? How am I doing at accepting the gifts from the universe? Sometimes they don't look like gifts, do they? Sometimes they don't. How am I doing at accepting gifts from my family, from my friends? Are you keeping score? Don't do that. Are you worrying about paying it back? Sometimes. Are you worrying about deserving it? Yeah, we're already worthy. We're already the ones that Spirit is giving the gift to. It's ours to accept it. So let me ask it this way. Do you find yourself basking? Imagine that. Do you find yourself basking in the abundance of the universe? Saying, oh, here am I, one with the one. One with all that is all good and all giving. Feel yourself basking in that. I celebrate my acceptance and experience of life's good. Do you find yourself basking in that? Do you allow yourself to bask in that? Do you allow yourself to even think that might be possible? Maybe you can try that. I bask in the magnificent abundance of life. When we bask in something, it penetrates, saturates, infuses us, and becomes all of us. And then we naturally express it. Makes it more tempting, doesn't it? Yes. Okay, well, you can try that, or you can try an affirmation of gratitude. I like this one. I am abundantly prospered always and in all ways. Do you like it? I am abundantly prospered always and in all ways. Let's try it together. I am abundantly prospered always and in all ways. Prospered, not diminished. Prospered, not restrained, not held in bondage. Prospered, increased, and expanded. I am abundantly prospered always and in all ways. As we allow our greater expressions of Spirit, God, love in us and through us and as us, we are experiencing more abundance. As we limit ourselves through fear, through separation, through lack, we're limiting it. We're limiting the limitless. As we limit ourselves, we limit God. It's okay. It's just being aware so that we can choose differently, because that's what we believe, that we get to choose differently. As we express life, as we allow life to come through us, the good, the joy, the love, the connection, the sweet moments, the gratitude, we fulfill God's law of abundance. Ernest Holmes writes it this way: only as we know that all of God's gifts are given as freely and fully as the air and the sunshine alike to all. Alike to all. And I think that that's just so important that we remember it's not just for some. It's not just sometimes. It's alike to all. And a little reminder for us when we're in our spiritual practice, when we're starting our day, when we're pausing at the street light, when we're doing those moments, to prepare for your unseen good. Prepare for it. Let's continue to make ourselves ready and accepting and prepared for the unseen good that is always available. So in closing, I invite you to know that every time you align with, every time you practice, every time you experience the abundance of every good thing in your life, every time you give thanks for it, every time we bask in it, every time we recognize it,